Gabby!
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
I am good. Sorry, I came in a couple minutes late. The last interview ran a couple minutes late, and then
No
things
worries.
are mixed today, so
No
sorry.
It happens. So
Yes.
we're Christine and Salt. Welcome to the show. And I was just reading, this is a great quote. There's a new wave of artists hitting country music, and perhaps the one creating the most buzz is none other than Gabby Barrett. And so coast to coast, you are a hit. People are loving your music. Your debut album, Goldmine, is out now. And we're, of course, playing your song, which is like, an
It's killing it.
anthem.
It's crushing it. It's crushing it.
It's an anthem for girls everywhere and guys too, but
No, I'm
welcome,
not gonna
welcome.
lie. I feel a little worried. I'm like, oh God, I hope I was never that guy because that does not seem good.
It can work both ways. I remember saying, when I first released the song, of course, me being a female, I was channeling it more in the mind of a female. But it was funny because I saw guys sent me messages on Instagram of them in their trucks, and they're like, and then I hope she cheats. And I was like, oh, okay. Or then I hope he cheats, the opposite. And I was like, okay. They like it too. So,
So we have to ask you because you recently announced on Instagram that you're pregnant. Congratulations.
thank you.
Going to
I'm
be a little
doing
girl.
yes, little gal in January.
Christine wanted to know if you would name the girl after her.
I will put that into great thought and ask my husband about
Hey, well, we do
that.
have a good track record with picking baby names. We spoke with Katy Perry when she was pregnant, and I asked her if she's considering the name Daisy because we were talking to her about her song Daisy, and
Oh my
she's like,
God.
I'll put it on the list.
She also said that Christine was the first person to bring that up and make that connection. So I'm just saying, you know.
You might have named her child. You
Yeah.
did
You're welcome if you want.
it.
Christine's there. Or Salt. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay, well, if that ends up being the name, then you know where I got it from. So,
I wanted to ask you about the pandemic and everyone's wearing masks. And I was wondering, like, as a celebrity, when you go out now with a mask on, it gives you this incognito feeling that you can kind of live a normal life again. Like, have you noticed that you can go out masked and people don't recognize you?
yes, but I feel like if I just go out with no makeup on and my hair is crazy, I feel like people don't notice me that way either. So it's pretty funny, but the mask is definitely helpful for days that I look extra rough.
You've worked with a lot of famous artists, including Charlie Puth, and I'm wondering, who's the last celebrity that you called or text messaged on your cell phone there? Like, who are you in regular contact with that we would all know?
The last person I messaged back would probably be Carrie Underwood. She has been so sweet to me since the day that I met her. She came onto my season of Idol in 2018 and was kind of like a guest mentor and stuff. And after the show, she gave me her number and said, if you ever need anything, let me know. And so, I mean, I could pretty much call her friend now, which is pretty cool because I've just looked up to her my entire life because she was in my, time space of who I listened to on the radio growing up and things like that. And how can you not love Carrie Underwood? So, probably her. Yeah.
What is it that you usually text each other about?
Carrie texted me last about saying congrats about the baby. And then she was just like, if you ever need any like mom on the road advice, like let me know. And I'm like, totally, I will take you up on that. Because I have no clue how that's gonna play out, all the details. But just kind of stuff like that, just normal stuff. It's nothing like crazy. And then she'll message me. She just messaged me before that and said, hey, I just got in my car this morning. It was like 7 a.m. She's like, I just got in my car this morning and I cannot stop hearing you on the radio. So I just wanted to say hello and congrats on everything. And I was like, you're so sweet.
I'm
So.
surprised she didn't think it was her because the first time Salt said, Christine, that's not Carrie Underwood, that song you just heard.
I know that.
You guys do sound like you've inspired each other.
Thank you. Yeah. She's been a huge inspiration along with a lot of other women, Shania Twain, Trisha Yearwood. There was a lot of different women that I listened to growing up, so but Carrie was definitely one of those people that, you aspire to be like in a way of her hard work and all of these things that come along with her as an artist too.
We were talking with Kelsea Ballerini a few weeks back, and we were talking a little bit about how country artists, especially female country artists, have the ability to really kind of jump between country and pop. And do you have any aspirations to kind of bring more songs into the pop genre? Are you going to stay country for a while and just if something crossovers, it crossovers?
I mean, I'm a country gal at heart. Country music is where I always want to make sure that I'm standing first and foremost, just because that's how I've been my entire life, and that's what I enjoy the most. But it's kind of like what you said, if it wants to spill over into another genre, especially pop, and I have a song that's over in pop right now that has been doing wonderful and just spreads to an even broader audience of people, which has been awesome to see such a great reaction from, then if it wants to do that, then it can do that.
I'd love to see, you know, I was thinking, I heard a quote from Dua Lipa the other day, and she was talking about Miley Cyrus and Stevie Nicks and, you know, them collaborating together. And it kind of reminded me of what Miranda Lambert did years ago with the Pistolanis and formed kind of like a super group for country artists. But I think like there would be an awesome young gun female country group with maybe like you and Kelsey and Casey Musgraves and stuff like that. Like even Maren Morris, if you throw you guys in there. That would be so amazing to hear all of you guys together, because you know we hear the guys in country do that a lot, but I don't think it's the guys' turn anymore in country. I want to see more female artists really jump up and step up front or center stage.
You know what? I think we've actually been seeing, which has been really nice. Not only just me, but you know there has been a lot of women in the past year or two that have gotten a lot of radio airplay and stuff like that, which has been really really cool to see. So yeah, I think that would be cool to kind of put me with a power group of gals on the stage and sing some type of cool song. Maybe we'll see that in the future. We'll see.
You know, we're in Connecticut. We're on the East Coast. What are some of the things that Southerners say that Northerners completely miss out on?
Okay, so, well, first of all, y'all is a Southern thing. I would say more of a Southern thing.
Oh, yeah.
That, and then another thing would be, because my husband's from Texas, East Texas, so he is country. They say ground beef that you would buy at the store is hamburger meat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, we saw this TikTok of this guy, and he said, this is like a Southern quiz. He held up ground beef, and he said, what is this? And he said, pause the video and ask somebody that you know that is from the South. And he goes, hamburger meat. And I was like, no, that's ground beef. and it was so funny. So I don't get that one either.
Well, your debut album, Goldmine, out now, Warner Music Nashville. It is a fantastic album. I love the song, the anthem, I Hope, and I am just so happy to see you here. You look amazing. I know you're pregnant. You're glowing. So
thank you.
Congratulations, and best of luck, Gabby Barrett. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on. Hopefully, I can meet you in person sometime when this is all over.